Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling a pretty big idea, a Trinitarian universe.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some source material that really digs into how seeing reality through a Trinitarian lens.
That's the Christian concept of God as three in one, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Right. How that view can actually give us some fresh perspectives on everything from science to maybe even how we think.
Yeah, and what's fascinating right off the bat is how the source sees this Trinitarian character sort of playing out in creation itself.
Okay, how so?
It points to things like individuality, structure, and also the sense of dynamic movement. It argues these are fundamental aspects and they echo the Trinity.
Echo the Trinity. Interesting.
It even brings up thinkers like Faraday and Maxwell.
The scientists.
Yeah, suggesting their Christian faith wasn't just some separate part of their lives, but actually contributed, you know, to their scientific breakthroughs.
Okay, so the source is proposing that at a really basic level, maybe even how we make sense of things. Yeah. Epistemology, right?
Exactly. Epistemology. It suggests that relies on this idea of a triune God.
How does that work? Unity and diversity.
Well, think about unity and diversity. They often seem like they're in tension, pulling apart.
Sure.
The source argues they find their ultimate ground, their coherence within the Trinity itself, where you have both perfect unity and distinct plurality.
So it provides a framework.
Precisely. And this naturally leads us to sort of re-examine how we might argue for God's existence and just how we understand the universe generally.
And the source wants to move beyond simplistic views.
Definitely. Beyond simplistic or maybe dualistic either ways of thinking about these massive questions. It's aiming for something more integrated.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. The source looks critically at those, you know, the classic arguments for God.
Mm-hmm. The ontological, cosmological, teleological, existence, origin, design arguments.
Right. And it suggests they often lean on something called the analogia intus.
The analogy of being. The idea that we can sort of reason our way up to God based on analogies from the created world.
But the source is critical of that.
Yeah. Echoing Kant, it argues this approach might be, well, assuming the very thing it's trying to prove. It begs the question. In a way.
Okay, so it's questioning the foundation of those arguments.
Right, and it makes this really key distinction. Saying God exists is just not the same kind of statement as saying, oh, neutrinos exist.
How are they different then?
Well, neutrinos exist is rooted in physical evidence, empirical observation. But God exists, according to the source, has this irreducible pistical aspect.
Tiftical, faith-based.
Think knowledge based on trust, relationship, covenant faithfulness. It's not just empirical data. So the big question becomes, how do these two kinds of statements, the physical and the pistical, relate to each other?
That's a deep question. So what does this mean for actual belief, for someone saying, I believe in God?
The source argues pretty strongly it's not just, you know, an abstract intellectual puzzle.
Or like Pascal's wager, a bet.
Exactly. Not just a prudential expectation. It's presented as a deep, profound commitment, one with real existential consequences.
Okay.
And crucially, the source insists that to really understand the content of that commitment, what it actually means, you need a Trinitarian framework.
Yeah.
Without it, the claim risks being sort of empty.
So the Trinity gives substance to the belief.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Stepping back to the bigger picture, the source contends this Trinitarian view helps us sidestep some major philosophical traps.
Like what?
Like emanationism, you know, the idea that God's being sort of flows and spills out into the world, potentially blurring the distinction between God and creation.
So God becomes continuous with the world.
Yeah, losing distinctness, or you get the opposite problem. God is so utterly separate, so transcendent, that the universe seems to just run entirely on its own steam, autonomous.
The ism, almost.
Right. These are what the source labels monadic problematics issues arising from thinking of God as a simple, undifferentiated unity, a monad.
Okay, so how does the Trinity avoid this?
Because Trinitarian theology emphasizes that God's actions in the world, creation, redemption, etc., are always joint actions.
Joint actions.
Of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit together, they act in inseparable unity, even while remaining distinct persons.
Ah, I see.
And this is crucial, the source argues, because it maintains God's distinctness from the world, even while God is actively engaged with the world.
So it avoids both blurring the lines and creating total separation.
Exactly. Unlike those monadic views where you might end up drawing a direct line suggesting the world's being is just an extension of God's being, the Trinity prevents that. God remains God. Creation remains creation.
And this applies everywhere.
Well, the source makes this fascinating assertion that even in situations that seem totally secular, completely non-religious on the surface, the triune God is still sovereignly engaged. The distinct persons are active. But their unity means God's action is coherent and purposeful, upholding that distinction from the world.
Okay, so wrapping this up, the core takeaway from this source seems to be that a Trinitarian understanding isn't just like an internal Christian doctrine.
Not at all. It's presented as offering a fundamental way of understanding reality itself.
The whole universe.
Yeah.
With its individual components, its complex structures, its constant change and motion.
All of that, the source suggests, reflects this deep Trinitarian nature of individuality, structure, and dynamic interplay.
Right. It provides a lens for the whole cosmos.
Which leads us, I suppose, to a final thought for you, the listener.
Yeah.
If the universe really does mirror this Trinitarian dynamic individuality, structure, movement, how might looking through that lens change the way you perceive things?
Like what things?
Well, maybe how you understand your own individual identity. Or the structures, social, political, familial, that you navigate every day. And what about the dynamics in your relationships? Could seeing them through this Trinitarian pattern offer, perhaps, a radically different perspective?